It's Friday, November 18th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Graham.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, after all that perky Christmas thing last week, I've got to slow down.
Okay.
So I've got some things to talk about besides Christmas, but if you're ready for Christmas to start this weekend, the lighting ceremonies are on the Bentonville and the Fayetteville Squares tomorrow.
Already. I didn't realize they did that before Thanksgiving.
They always used to do it on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it was a big tradition to rush out of work and try to get there. But now we've moved it up to the weekend before. Both happen about 6 p.m., and we'll have a running calendar of holiday events in What's Up every Friday from now until Christmas.
Okay.
But let's move on to some other things.
Okay.
You say it because you say it right. The Pinta and the...
Oh, the Nina and the Pinta?
Yes, are... in Fort Smith, which might seem odd to you.
So the boats that historically Christopher Columbus came over on.
Yes. And these are like full-size
replicas.
Ships, replicas that are in the river in Fort Smith, and they will only be there through Sunday. They are at daily fleeting service on Riverfront Drive. Hours are 9 to 5 today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and you can pay some small amount of money to tour them. They leave Fort Smith and go to Muskogee, Oklahoma through December 7th. So if you miss them in Fort Smith, they say that the Nina is the most historically accurate replica of a Columbus ship ever built.
Okay.
Really interesting. You can find out more at www.thenina.com. There's a ton of theater this weekend.
Which you love.
Which I love. The Adding Machine at University Theater, last three shows. Rock of Ages.
Continuing.
Yes, at the Walton Arts Center with... 80s hair band music. How was it that Kevin Kinder, our music writer, put it? That the first two or three rows are covered in glitter, and the rest of you will be covered in schmaltz. But it'll be a lot of fun.
All right.
Eight today, two and eight tomorrow, two and seven Sunday. Tickets start at $39. Bentonville High School is doing 12th Night.
Oh, okay.
Which... you know, high school shows come in various levels of professionalism, but this is... their drama teacher is Justin Schauer. So I have great faith, one of the UA's great drama grads, and performs with some of the local theater companies, and he's amazing. He did the one-man show a couple of years ago, the name of which escapes me. I'm trying to tell you, I guarantee this will be good.
Oh, I believe you.
Two and seven on Saturday and two on Sunday at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $8. And Arts Life Theater is doing Cinderella.
Yes.
Fairy tale.
Seven today, two and seven tomorrow, and two on Sunday, and tickets are $8 to $12. We've got some music.
Of course.
Jose's on Dixon Street is hosting a benefit concert on Saturday, raising money for Youth Strategies, which is a Springdale-based organization assisting at-risk youth. Performing at Saturday's event, which starts at 6 o'clock, are bands like Contraband, Real Live Vikings, and Mason Jars.
Oh, I like that last one.
The event is free and donations are encouraged. Nathan Aronowitz, what a kid. He has been playing blues music professionally since he was about old enough to climb on a bar stool.
Professionally?
Yes.
Is he from the area or he's just moseyed his way
here?
No,
he is from the area. Early this year, he was a top performer at the Ozark Blues Challenge, which means he gets to go to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge in January. And he's playing this weekend with his band Max RPM. At 9:30 Saturday at Legacy Blues in Fayetteville. Admission is free. And on Sunday afternoon, the Ozark Mountains British Brass Band is playing Americana and Christmas music at White Auditorium at Northwest Arkansas Community College, and those tickets are $10. And wrapping up with my favorite thing about the holiday season. Want to guess?
Shopping?
Good guess. The Women in the Arts Festival is this weekend, Saturday at the Omni Center in Fayetteville from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and also tonight from 7 to 10. And there's art and photos and knitted and quilted items and jewelry and artwork and aromatherapy bath products all for sale by local artists. And admission to get in and spend your money is free.
Now, I saw a flyer for this the other day and I meant to ask you, is this a new event or is this something that's been going on a while?
I do not believe that this event has happened before.
Okay.
I believe it is a new event. Going on forever, however, is the holiday market on the square tomorrow at the farmer's market. starts at the ungodly hour of 7, and they will have all sorts of wonderful things. And this is the Fall Antique Show and Sale Weekend in Eureka Springs. 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow and 10 to 4 on Sunday at the Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center. Admission is $3. Drooling is free.
I feel like that may be the one where you will be at.
That's a distinct possibility. She does know me, folks.
Thanks, Becca.
Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.